Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Prices keep going up. We might all be walking. 6:23 is our time here in Houston's Morning News. So we've got the president whose idea to lower prices is to release 50 million barrels of crude from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. First of all, 50 million barrels sounds like a lot, but it's a drop in the proverbial bucket. Let's talk about it with Carr Ingham, Texas petroleum economist. When you get right down to it, 50 million barrels, how long would that last us based on consumption?
That lasts us about 2.5 days based on consumption.
Okay.
Well, worse than that, though, this 50 million barrels doesn't happen all at once. It's a 32 million barrels in the near term, and then the other 18 million sometime over the next couple of years. So really, we're talking about 32 million barrels rather immediately on the market. So I was just doing a little ciphering in my head here. So that's about a little over 1.5 days of U.S. consumption right now. It's a little less than 3 days of U.S. production right now. So utterly meaningless. It's clearly politics and not economics.
Would it have any impact at all on the price of gasoline at the pump?
Absolutely not. I mean, if it did, it would be virtually immeasurable for a really, really short period of time. So there's no chance that this has any meaningful impact on prices at the pump.
Now, here's the question, Carr, because it would appear that OPEC was thinking about giving us a break here and producing a little bit more oil, and now they're pushing back on this announcement about the Strategic Oil Reserve release. Might they change their minds? Might this actually backfire on this administration?
Well, in some respects, it already has. When the announcement was made, prices actually went up and not down. That's probably largely because everybody knew this was coming. And if there was any effect, it was already sort of baked into the markets. But there really wasn't any effect. And so prices actually went up and not down when the announcement was made. Who knows what OPEC is going to do? They're operating in their own best interest. What we've proven in the past, really in the last 10 years or so, since about 2010, when we began to just truly explode U.S. domestic crude oil production, is that the U.S. crude oil producers, led by Texas, by the way, we produce well over 40% of the U.S. crude oil at this point, are quite willing and able, under the right set of circumstances, to grow U.S. domestic production, really box OPEC into a corner. We did this on more than one occasion over the last 10 years, and particularly in 2015 and 2016, we really slapped OPEC around at that point. They did not know what to do with themselves. They couldn't decide, lower production, raise production, try to gain market share, but lose all kinds of money in the process. Who knows what they're going to do? And we should not be predicating any U.S. policy on supply, on what they may or may not do. Who knows? But you're right. I think they're taking the opportunity to kind of thumb their nose at us a little bit, in part because we've made life fairly difficult for them in the past.
Right, and we could make life difficult for them again.
Could we ever?
We could just wake up. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Carr Ingham, Texas petroleum economist, joining us here on News Radio 740 KTRH.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.